There's been a recent surge in coronavirus cases in Colorado, and it isn't limited to college students. That was the message yesterday from the state's top epidemiologist, Dr. Rachel Herlihy. She pointed to an increase of 54% in cases last week compared to the previous week. The Colorado Sun reports the jump was especially pronounced among 18 to 25-year-olds, which Herlihy said is to be expected given the worsening outbreak of COVID-19 at the University of Colorado Boulder and on other campuses. But she added it's very concerning that even among other age groups, they're again seeing rapid acceleration. Among 18 to 25-year-olds, cases rose by 74% last week, and for the rest of the population, the increase was 45%. Yesterday, Governor Jared Polis said that it doesn't appear the outbreak at CU Boulder has spread beyond the campus into the community, but he and other health officials are worried that could happen. So far, hospitalizations have not arisen alongside the increase in cases, but they are often a lagging indicator of coronavirus's spread, meaning the numbers could begin to rise in the next week or so. Also yesterday, the governor announced that he will order most of Colorado's 30,000 state employees to take an unpaid furlough to help address the state's budget crunch. His expected order will apply to executive branch employees making more than $50,000 a year and will be tiered to lessen the impact on lower wage workers and government services. The governor said even though Colorado is not seeing the worst case scenario that people have worried about, the state is looking at a very tough budget this year and next year and needs to save money. The governor said necessary operations to wildfire, the coronavirus response, and law enforcement would be exempt. Boulder County reported 210 new positive or probable coronavirus cases Tuesday, and CU Boulder reported 94 new cases. The Daily Camera reports that both entities are working to ramp up testing in order to contain the spread of the disease. CU Boulder said that the campus would begin offering weekly coronavirus monitoring to approximately 900 employees, mainly frontline workers who are in close contact with students, employees, or visitors. Students living in residence halls are required to take weekly monitoring tests. Boulder County Public Health began breaking down cases by people affiliated with CU. The latest update showed that since August 24th, almost 80% of all cases in the county are connected with the university. The data will be updated on Mondays and Wednesdays. Despite the surge in cases, the Boulder Valley School District is moving forward with plans to bring kindergartners through second grade students back to school campus next week. The Daily Camera reports that public health officials told the school board yesterday that they're comfortable with the district's plans because the CU Boulder outbreak hasn't spread outside the university community so far. They added that area private schools with in-person classes have seen few cases, with those mainly among staff members. Boulder County Public Health Executive Director Jeff Zayek said that there has not been a spike in cases for school-aged children. A working group of school district administrators, teachers, and parents is also recommending the district bring students in grades 3 to 5 back for in-person classes 4 days a week, while middle and high school students attend in-person 1 day a week. At the secondary level, it's expected class sizes will be limited to about 8 students per classroom. Denver Public Schools are continuing their plans to phase in reopening next week. The Denver Post reports that Superintendent Susanna Cordova said that she has been closely watching 3 indicators, one of which includes the number of cases, another is the 2-week trend. Both are currently in the red zone. All 3 were in the green zone about 3 weeks ago. However, Cordova said experts at Denver Health and the Denver Department of Public Health and Environment told DPS the upticks in those metrics are not cause for concern because they are limited to college communities. Boulder citizens will soon be asked to apply for a position on the new civilian oversight panel for the Boulder Police Department. Boulder City Council was updated on the issue last night after hiring the city's first independent police monitor earlier this summer. The goal of the monitor and oversight panel is to transform the relationship between police and the public after a 2019 incident involving a police officer shocked citizens and generated accusations of racism. Todd Conklin served on the implementation team for the new oversight panel. He explained how members of the Boulder community would report a complaint against an officer.
The complaint can, number one, be filed with the monitor themselves via an email, a phone call. They can file it online in a Dropbox. They can walk into the monitor's office and file it. The second way to file the complaint is that they can go to the Boulder Police Department themselves.
The public will be able to comment on the ordinance implementing the procedures at a meeting on November 5th.